ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
सो 23rd वर्स् हि वाज़् सेयिङ्ग् All these verses, all these, till the 22nd, we are seeing the many verses talking about the adhyasa. Adhyasa means what? Falsely, the false transference of the upadhi dharmas to the atma due to the erroneous perception of the atma as anatma. Not knowing what Atma is. Isn't it? Being ignorant of the Atma naturally and mistaking the Anatma for the Atma unknowingly and thereby transferring the Anatma dharmas, which are upadis, to the Atma, thereby entering the wrong notion about the Atma. It's been there. And this false transference is called what? Adhyasa. And here again, even the sukham, dukkham, etc. When we say, I am sorrowful, I am unhappy, I am pleased, no, I am angry, I am upset, I have a desire. When we say, actually all these dharmas are really transferred to the Atma. And how do we say? That's what we saw in the 23rd verse. All these dharmas do not belong to the Atma. They all belong to the Atma means the content of I. Content of I means what? I itself has no meaning. Okay? When you say content of wave is H2O, what does the wave mean? Wave has no substantiality, wave has no meaning. If the wave has a meaning, because of its content, the water. So when you say I, what is the content of I? And the content of I is actually the substance of I, which is the meaning of the word I, and that substance of the substantive I actually is free from all these attributes, all these dharmas, all these changes of the mind. Which means sukham and dukkham, etc. We always think we have sukham and dukkham. That is why we have, I have prarabdha, I have sanchitam, I have agami, I have to exhaust punya papa, I have accumulated punya papa. Even if you understand, relatively you are right, but absolutely you are wrong. I have accumulated punya papam. I did papa karma, I did punya karma, I accumulated papa punya papam, I am exhausting prarabdha. I go through, I suffer, and you say, it is absolutely because of what? Identity is with the mind. When the identity is with the mind, and naturally, identity is with the entire sukshma and physical body also, then you are real samsari. And so here, just to make it very clear, what is Atma Swarupam is pure consciousness. And pure knowledge. The pure consciousness or pure awareness or pure knowledge is always present, eternal, and is all pervasive, and it is free from all these dharmas. How do we say? Because the pain or pleasure, they belong to the mind, not to the Atma. To make it very clear, he said in the 23rd verse, the vrittis are there. Experience, pain or pleasure is what now? Is an experience, isn't it? If there's no experience, means where is the pain and where is the pleasure? Only when there's experience, there is experience of pain or pleasure is possible. When there's no experience at all, then experience of pain or of pleasure is not possible. Experience is always of pairs of opposites. Success, failure, loss, gain, honor, dishonor, victory, defeat, cold, heat. That is, experience is always of dvandvaha, pairs of opposites. And this experience, all these experiences of pairs of opposites can be reduced to two things. Quietly, what is that? Pain and pleasure. Desirable of the pairs of opposites results in pleasure. Undesirable in pairs of opposites result in pain. The pain and pleasure, all the pairs of opposites can be reduced to pain and pleasure. So experience of pain and pleasure is possible only if there is something called experience is. When the experience itself is not there, an experience of pain, of pleasure is impossible, isn't it? And experience is possible only when the vritti is. Vrittis are. Atma is always there. If pains and pleasures belong to the Atma, then they must be there even when the vrittis are not there. Isn't it? If the pain and pleasure belong to the Atma, if the Atma Dharmaha, okay, if they belong to the Atma, really belong to the Atma, then even when the thoughts are not there, even when the experiences are not there, there must be pain and pleasure. But pain and pleasures are not there when the experience is not there. Experience is not there when there are no thoughts. The way he said, in deep sleep state, when the mind contracts, all the thoughts, vrittis resolve, then Atma continues to be there, not available for transaction, isn't it? Then there is no jnanam, there is no experience. In deep sleep state, there is no experience. And there is no experience of pain, of pleasure. Is it clear? That's what he taught we saw in the last one. Why there is no pain or pleasure in deep sleep state? Because there is no experience at all. Why there is no experience? Because the medium, is it? The thoughts are not there. Atma is there. Atma, how is Atma? Atma is as pure consciousness, not as manifest knowledge. When Atma becomes manifest, Atma Swarupam becomes manifest, then that is called what? Experience. When Atma is not manifest, there is no experience. Therefore, the sukha, dukkham, etc. belong to the mind only, vrittis only. Okay, but even that experience is not possible without the vrittis. That's what we saw in the 23rd verse, and we have to see the 24th verse now. That means, okay, if all the sukham, dukkham, etc. belong to the mind, because when the vrittis are not there in deep sleep state, then there is no experience, isn't it? Experience is not there, then there is no pain and pleasure. Therefore, they belong to the mind, that's one. If that is the thing, if they all belong to the mind, then what is the nature of the Atma? That is said in the 24th verse. Prakashor kasyato yasya.
Prakashor kasyato yasya.
Shaitya magner yathoshnata.
Shaitya magner yathoshnata.
Swabhava sachidananda.
Swabhava sachidananda.
Nitya nirmalatatmana.
Nitya nirmalatatmana.
He gives three words as an example. First he says, Prakashaha Arkasya. Arkaha means Suryaha. There are so many words in Sanskrit language which means the sun. S-U-N, sun. Arkaha, Suryaha, Adityaha, Bhaskaraha, Dinakaraha, Dineshaha. Like that we have so many words, Adityaha, etc. And Arkaha is one of the words which means sun. Now, Arkasya Prakashaha, the light for the sun is the very nature, intrinsic nature. Swarupam, Prakashaha Arkasya Swarupam. The intrinsic nature, inseparable nature of the sun is what? The brilliance, effulgence, light. Can you say, only one day I saw sun without light? Only one day. You can say, no, one day I see Swamini looking very dull, one day she looks okay. We can say all these things, but what about the sun? Sun, there's no, even in England, it is so gloomy climate also, but still sun, don't feel bad, okay? Even then, sun is ever bright. Swarupam of this, only thing is sun doesn't show his face in London, that's all, that's a problem. But sun is ever bright only. Sun doesn't become dark. Just because London and England becomes dark, that does not mean sun itself is dark. What does it mean? Because being bright, being brilliant is not the action or not the, you know, role play. It is the very swarupam. Very swarupam means, what is swarupam? Kadapi natyajyam, that which can never be given up or removed is the swarupam. So, arkasya prakashaha, yatha, just as brilliance or effulgence or light is the intrinsic property, nature of the sun, irremovable swarupam of the sun. Similarly, toyasya shaityam, chillness is the nature, being cold is the very nature of the water. Okay, water is always, originally we boil the water, then make it hot. But there is no such thing called original hot water. Okay, it's the original hot water. Water is always only cold water only, isn't it? So being cold is the, not chill water, generally not being hot, and being cold is the very nature of the water. Toyam is another word for jalam, water, okay. Toyam, jalam, ambuhu, ambas, up, so many words we have. So toyasya, for the water, shaityam, being cold, coldness is the very nature, swarupam. Means you cannot separate coldness and water. You cannot separate light and sun. Similarly, he says, one more example he gives. Agnehe yatha ushnata. Ushnata means heat. Being hot is called ushnata. Okay, aushnyam. Ushnam, ushnam means hot. Ushnam means what? Hot, adjective. Add ta, it becomes noun. Heat. Agnehe ushnata. Ushnata means aushnyam. Aushnyam means heat. See, to make the adjective into noun, you have to add ta. Finished. Ushnam, hot. Ushnata, heat. So, being hot is the very nature of the fire. Agnehe ushnata. But no, the heat of the fire is inseparable intrinsic property of the fire. Then, coldness, being cold is the very nature of the water. Similarly, being brilliant, being effulgent is the very nature of the sun, which means sun can never become unbright or unbrilliant, no, uneffulgent or dark. Water can never become somewhat different unless it is heated, isn't it? Similarly, fire never becomes cold or different. Fire is ever hot. Which means being hot is very nature. That means Swarupa means that which is always there, irremovably, unchangingly. That is called is nature. Absolute Swarupam. In the same way, what is the Swarupam of the Atma? What is Atma here? Every one of us, when we refer to ourselves, we use the first person singular pronoun, I, to refer to the self, and that self, actual self, referred to by I, is what? The innermost self, the Pratyagatma of every individual, the Swarupa of that Atma is what? He says, Satchit Ananda Nitya Nirmalata. Long word. Atmanaha. Similarly, the nature of the self. No? Swabhavaha. Atmanaha Swabhavaha. Swabhavaha means what now? The being. Its original being, the real being, is called Swabhava, which means the real nature. The real nature of the Atma also is what? Sat, pure existence, Chit, the consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness or fullness, Anandaha, and which is eternal, okay, and which doesn't go and come, which is eternal. In other words, Nirmalata and pure. Purity, eternity, limitlessness, existence, and what now? Consciousness is all. This is the very nature of Atma. What is the Swarupa of Atma? Being conscious and being existent. Being existent, being conscious, being limitless, being pure. Okay, being eternal, being timeless is the very nature of the Atma. Being existent all is the nature of the Atma. Being existent means what? Existence is the nature of the Atma. Being conscious, being aware, no? Knowing is the nature of the Atma. We don't know. Consciousness is the Swarupa of the Atma. Like being hot is the nature of the fire, means heat is fire, isn't it? So being conscious and being existent and being timeless, being limitless and being full, being limitless, no? Being happy is the Swarupa of the Atma. Being happy, but I used to prefer being limitless or being full. Full is the very nature of the Atma. And similarly, being eternal, being timeless. Being timeless means what? Being changeless is also the nature of the Atma. Eternal implies timeless. Being timeless implies being changeless in the nature of the Atma. And Nirmalata, the being pure also is the very nature of the Atma. Being pure means what? Being pure, not touched, tainted, or afflicted, affected by any of the dharmas of the body, mind, sense complex. Now, what are all the limitations body goes through? We know. So, Atma is free from all those limitations of the body. Atma is free from all the, you know, the limitations of the sense powers. Atma is free from all these conditions and the problems, the defects and deficiencies, the problems of the mind. Atma is free from all the anatma's limitations. Therefore, it is what? Ever pure. No punya, papa, sukha, dukkha, no kalmasha, nothing. Atma is free from all of them. That's why nitya nirmalata. Nirmalata Atmanaha Swabhavaha. Understand? So when you say this, if being conscious is the Swarupam of the Atma, which means Atma never becomes inert. as no time Atma is inert. Whereas, you know very well, once the physical the sukshmam leaves the physical body, minute the body becomes what? Inert. In the physical body, Atma, the consciousness is, but there is no aham. The Atma means what now? The manifestation of knowledge is not there. If it is inert. And even the body, mind, and scomp, even the sukshma shariram, the mind, the pranas, the sense powers, powers of organs, of actions, etc., all of them, all the 10 powers become what now? They are by themselves inert. Inert. And without the thoughts supporting them, they cannot function. They're as good as non-existent when they because they're as good as inert. They're not non-conscious in the deep sleep state. Even the so-called thoughts, if there's no manifestation of consciousness, they will be inert. They don't have consciousness of their own, sentiency of their own. Whereas Atma need not depend upon, need not borrow consciousness and sentiency, because its very swarupam is consciousness. Being conscious is its very swarupam. Okay, swarupam of I. Swarupam of I is what? Consciousness. Swarupam of I is what? Like swarupam of wave is H2O. Swarupam of I, the Atma, is consciousness. And swarupam of I, the Atma, is existence. Swarupam of the I, the Atma, is limitlessness. And the swarupam of I, the Atma, is timelessness. Swarupam, the nature is there. Swarupam of I, the Atma, is purity. Being free from all blemishes and limitations and defects, dharmas. It's very swarupam. Very swarupam means it need not work hard to change, isn't it? This is the swarupam of the Atma. Got it? Understand? Anyway, he's going to explain it on how it, etc.
What's the difference between swarupam and swabhava? He started to explain, but he didn't quite finish.
Now here he means, gives the word swarupam only. Swabhava here means swarupam only. Swabhava here means natural being is called swabhava. Here he gives the meaning of sense of swarupam only.
Is there a difference between them?
Not a big difference. One's own nature, one's own nature is called swabhava swarupam. It's okay. Natural being is called swabhava. Okay, swarup, nature we say. Same meaning. Same meaning. In different contextual differs meaning, but here swarup arthe. Swarup arthi swabhavaha in this context. Is it clear? Now why I am not explaining how atma swarup is existence, etc. He is going to do it later on. Okay. Now, in this context, again, he says, okay, that means what? If Atma is pure consciousness, look at this, next. If Atma Swarupam, the Swarupam of I is what? Atma Swarupam. What is its nature? We say Swarupam is what? Pure existence, Sat. The pure existence means, does pure existence have any no doership? The pure consciousness, pure existence, this limitlessness or fullness or purity or eternity, does this have any doership? Does consciousness have doership? Does consciousness have enjoyership? Does consciousness have pain? Does consciousness have pleasure? Does consciousness have any of the desire? Does consciousness have anything? No. That means all those things which we talk about, pain, pleasure, desire, anger, etc., they're all what now? vritti dharmaha. Okay? They all what now? Antakarana dharmaha. The attributes or defects of the mind. They belong to the mind. Therefore, if they don't belong to the mind, then what is the, why do you say then, I am angry, I am upset. If I am, in the one, why do we in our expression say, I am angry, I have a desire, I am upset, I am depressed, I am unhappy, I am jealous, I hate, I like, I dislike. Why do we say I? It is Swarupam of I, the Atma, is pure consciousness existence. If an Atma, the pure consciousness existence, is free from all these defects, then why do we say this? Because that means we mix up the I, which is of the nature of consciousness existence, etc. What now? With the thought, isn't it? With the mind, mix up. And that he is going to explain. What I told in the class, he is telling now, only now it has come here. Look at this. Now we all say now, I know. If the Swarupam of I, the Atma, is pure consciousness, then how do we say, I know? When you say, I know, knowing becomes Swarupam or action? Isn't it? Then why do we say that? Why do we say, I know, I do this, I enjoy this, I experience this, I go through this, I suffer this? Why do we say, I do this, I know, etc.? Why do we say? He's going to explain it in the verse. Very beautiful. Look at this. Atmana sachidam shascha. Buddher vrittiriti dvayam. Samyojya. Chavivekena. Janamiti. Pravartate. Atmana sachidam shascha. Buddher vrittiriti dvayam. Samyojya chavivekena janamiti pravartate. Okay. It's very beautiful. Look at this. Now he says, janami. Janami means I know. Iti pravartate. This happens. Pravartate means what now? This transaction happens in the form of I know, etc. I know, I do, I experience, I go, I come. Isn't it? This transaction happens. How? He says, purely, how it happens. He's not saying that you should not use it, okay? In Vyavahara, you have to say, I go to the class, I come to the class. And you have to say, you can't say, I am Atma, Atma is all pervasive, Atma, I do not go anywhere, only my body goes. You should not talk like this, isn't it? And they'll think we're mad. So, you know, I'm all pervasive, you know, I'm Atma, so I don't need to buy a ticket. You can't say that, isn't it? And you don't need to travel also. Then he'll say, you do all pervasive, don't need to travel also, and he will say that. So, what I'm saying, in Vyavahara, you have to be very prudent. But here, but still, how this expression itself is possible? You know, all our samsara is based on what now? Our ignorance, isn't it? The I notion, wrong, no, I sense in the body mind complex. And therefore, in the Vyavahara, first of all, how does Vyavahara begins? Look at this, I know, I experience, I do. When you say, what is I here? he says, look at this. I, when you say, it is cognition. I am, when you say, it is cognition. It is knowledge. Why do we say it is knowledge? Because in deep sleep state, you do not say, I. You do not say, I am. Why you do not say, I or I am? Because your organ of speech is non-functional. Why organ of speech is non-functional? Because the power of organ of speech is resolved. If the physical organ is present, the power of organ of speech in the karmendriya shakti is resolved. It is non-functional. Why that power is non-functional? Because the organ of the power can be functional, the organ of speech can be active, the word can be expressed only if there is knowledge. Only if there is cognition. What cognition? I am. That knowledge must be there. Only then the knowledge in the form of a thought can become expressed. Isn't it? Expressed. Then the all the entire mind must be functional also. Only then the vrittis can, all the vrittis can really make the sense powers functional, then the utterance is possible. In deep sleep state, I don't say I or I am, because in deep sleep state, I do not know I am, I do not know I am, I do not know the universe is. It's not knowing I am, the world is called what now? Not, is it? That which means knowledge being unmanifest. Okay, not knowing I am, not knowing the world is called what? Knowledge being unmanifest. That means when you say I or I am, that is knowledge, and the knowledge is what? Knowledge is manifest. When there is knowledge I or I am, the knowledge is manifest. When this knowledge is not there, the knowledge is not manifest. Then if the knowledge is not manifest, what do you call knowledge? Pure knowledge. We don't say unmanifest knowledge, okay? Pure knowledge. Pure knowledge means what? Knowledge unmixed with the thought is pure knowledge. Knowledge mixed with the thought is manifest knowledge. We don't want to say unmanifest. Because there's no time. See, when the world now comes around, suppose the world rotating itself comes around, isn't it? The orbit around the sun. Then when the one part of the world which is not exposed to the sun becomes what? Dark. Isn't it? Then can we say the sun is not bright? A sun is ever bright. Similarly, there's no time Atma is not consciousness. Atma is not existence. There's no time Atma is not pure knowledge. Atma is ever, ever knowledge. Pure knowledge. Therefore, there's no time it is not manifest. It is always there. Atma by itself is what? Pure consciousness. Therefore, we call it pure knowledge. But when does this pure knowledge, with as pure knowledge, it is not available for transaction. As pure knowledge, it is not available for transaction. And then it is as good as non-existent. Then there is no such thing called experience or knowledge. Let me use the word experience, better to understand. When the knowledge is when this pure knowledge or consciousness or awareness, it is not available for transaction. It is not, it is as good as non-existent. Then there is no experience. That is why when the knowledge is remains as pure, then we call what? The whole power of consciousness also remains unmanifest. When the knowledge remains as pure knowledge, when the reality remains as pure consciousness, unmixed with any thought, then its power remains unmanifest. When the power remains unmanifest, the reality remains as pure consciousness with its resolved power, Maya. It's called Brahman. Okay? It's only implied by the term Brahman. Not from the standpoint of Brahman consciousness. Now we understand from the standpoint of Vyavahara only. But the same pure knowledge consciousness, when mixed with the thought, mixed with the thought means what? How? Your face by itself is what? Original face. The mirror comes in front of you. It what? No, there is reflection. Mixed with the reflecting medium. Okay, the face mixed with the reflecting medium, associated with the reflecting medium, what now? Then there is manifestation, reflection. Isn't it? Similarly, the consciousness mixed with the thought becomes what now? Manifest consciousness. The light, when it is unassociated with the mic, it is pure light. The light mixed with an opaque thing becomes reflected light. Got it? Therefore, mixed with the thought, manifest jnanam, manifest consciousness, manifest awareness, manifest knowledge. Unmixed with the thought is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. When the knowledge is manifest, available for transaction, then that is called what? Manifest knowledge is experience. The knowledge is unmixed with the thought and is pure knowledge. There is no experience. Experiencelessness. Isn't it? Experiencelessness. There is experiencelessness. In the mixture of thought, there is manifest knowledge, then that's called what? Is experience. Therefore, what is experience? What is manifest? Or what is this I? What is this I am? Manifest knowledge, cognition or knowledge. I am, when you utter, the expressed word is what? Manifest knowledge, which is called cognition or vritti jnanam. That therefore, there two amshas are there, the two aspects. What he says here? He says the two aspects are there. Atmanaha sachidamshaha cha buddhehe vrittihi iti dvayam. There are two aspects. What do you mean? Buddhehe vrittihi. Thought of the mind, like a wave of the ocean, like a thought of the mind. Okay, buddhehe vrittihi means what? Thought of the mind, or it is a mental thought. Mental thought is mental, isn't it? How is it like such adjectives? He always says, what is dental knowledge? And then, no, the knowledge means intellectual. He doesn't like this, like that. But I have to say this here. Buddhehe vrittihi, thought of the mind. Then, sachid amshaha, manifest just consciousness existence. Amshaha means what? Manifest consciousness existence. Together, what a dvayam, samyojya. Samyojya, now combining them together. Avivekena. Avivekena, without the discriminative knowledge of the manifest consciousness and the manifesting medium, the thought. Is it clear now? Manifesting medium, the thought, and the manifest consciousness. Okay, avivekena, these two, mixing them up, not knowing discriminatively. We say what now? There is vyavahara happen such as I know. Janami iti pravartate samyojya. Samyojya means what now? We mix up. Like what? When you see your reflection in the mirror, what should you say? You know very well, I am sitting here, this is my original face, okay? This is the original face, I see the reflection there, that reflection and the reflecting medium, the mirror, are physically inseparable, no doubt, but intellectually, I know very, what I can say, that reflection there is this original face. You never mistake the reflection for the reflecting medium. I never mistake the reflecting medium for the reflection. Even though they're inseparable. Is it? You never mistake the reflecting medium for the reflection. I don't mean reflection for the reflecting medium. Devita, you have viveka. What viveka? Face reflected in the mirror is this original face. Mirror is only the reflecting medium. Reflection is different from the reflecting medium, the mirror. Though inseparable, reflection is not the reflecting medium. Reflection is different from, distinct from the reflecting medium, the mirror. We have this viveka. It's called viveka. Discriminative knowledge of what the reflection is and what the reflection is not and what the reflecting medium is. Viveka. Isn't it? Whereas here, what happens? When there is illumination, this I gave, today I'm talking about it for the fourth time I'm talking this. I talked in another class also. But Shankaracharya mentioned, so I had to talk again this. When there is illumination, or when there is the heating, the radiator, when the radiator functions, we say what now? Look at this radiator is functioning. We feel warm in this house. It is so bright here. All the bulbs are burning, we may say. But because illumination, we always, when the heating comes, we feel warm, we don't feel cold, we only think radiator is functioning. We forget another aspect. When everything is bright here, we only think, oh, all the bulbs are okay, no bulb has gone fused. We think, really speaking, we don't think of another aspect. Illumination involves two aspects. Bulb plus electricity. Manifest electricity. Electricity passing through the bulb is what? Manifest electricity. Electricity without the bulb is what? Pure electricity. Mixed with the bulb, manifest. Unmixed with the bulb, pure. You shouldn't say unmanifest. Okay, it's always power is a power. Touch will be thrown out, thrown away far. Therefore, it is not impure. Okay, always pure only. Mixed, unmixed. Unmixed is pure, mixed is what? Manifest. Illumination involves what? Two aspects. So, electricity, without electricity, bulb by itself cannot kill be in darkness. You get to search for the bulb, you can't see the bulb. But without the bulb, electricity also cannot be, what now? is not available for transaction, use. It is there, it is not usable, it is not transactable, it's not, doesn't serve a purpose, isn't it? But electricity, when the bulb is there, so bulb is dependent on the electricity for it to shine for its existence. As electricity is not dependent on the bulb for its existence. But the bulb is dependent on electricity for its very existence. Whereas electricity is very much dependent on the bulb for its manifestation. So invisible power is dependent on the radiator to become manifest through the what now? The heating, isn't it? But without that radiator, electricity is still there, not usable. But radiator without the electricity cannot be the heater. Similarly, the two things are involved. Knowledge also is, knowledge is, when we talk about the knowledge, we are not talking about the pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is not talkable vastu, not discussable vastu, not transactable. Why? Because you are not there. And who is the one who is talking about the pure consciousness? I must be there. Only then you can talk about anything, isn't it? And pure consciousness is not something to be discussed. When you talk about knowledge, it's only manifest knowledge. Therefore, understand, when we talk about the knowledge, it is manifest knowledge. When we talk about our experience, it is manifest consciousness only. Therefore, knowledge, I am, the universe is, that is, this is, everything is, so all what? Any experience of anything is knowledge manifest. Which means, any knowledge is thought the manifesting medium plus the manifest consciousness together constitute what? Knowledge. I itself is what? Two things, I when you say, the two things are involved. Manifest consciousness and the manifesting medium, the thought. I am, when you say, is manifest consciousness and the manifesting medium, the thought. The universe is, when you say, the manifest consciousness plus that vritti, antakkarana vritti. Jealousy is, anger is, desire is, hatred is, no, compassion is, confusion is, no, kindness is, mercy is, whatever is, they're all what? Vritti plus consciousness. Vritti plus mixed, pure consciousness mixed with the vritti is what? Manifest consciousness. Is it clear now? Suppose even if you discover something in science, what is it? Manifest, that vritti. Only, you know, Stephen Hawking has vritti. Our minds don't have the vritti. But the conscious which is manifest in that vritti, that consciousness is what? All of us have. Why? Conscious, in the consciousness alone, all the minds exist. Is it clear now? The vritti. To have the vritti, we should work for punyam. Have worked a lot in that discipline. So vrittis rise, when the consciousness become manifest, knowledge, experience. So what he says here, two aspects are there in I am, when you say, it is anything talked, uttered is a manifest expression of thought. And that expression of thought, means the thought itself is what? Any thought is not just the thought alone, okay? Any thought is what? Manifest knowledge. Why do we say that? Thought can never exist by itself without consciousness. But consciousness cannot become manifest without the thought. Is it clear now? So whenever we talk about the thought, we can understand as manifest. Thought implies manifest knowledge. When you say bulb burns, it implies what? Bulb is means what? manifestation of electricity. Therefore, thought is a manifest knowledge, word is expression of the thought. Therefore, that manifest knowledge means thought always is not just the thought alone. It is what now? Manifestation of consciousness also. Bulb is when you say, bulb burns when you say, it implies what? It's manifestation of electricity. But what do we do here? Unfortunately, we mix up here. Samyojya. What do we do? Anta buddhehe vrittihi. The thought of the buddhi, intellect, mind. And satchidamshascha. Satchidamsha means what now? The manifestation of consciousness and the manifesting medium, the thought. They both are inseparably together, but we take both of them together for I. Is it clear or not? This aham vritti and manifest consciousness, isn't it? So that when we take the manifestation of consciousness along with the manifesting medium, the vritti, we take together as I. Samyojya janami iti pravartate. I know. Why we are not able to, but this avivekena, because of lack of discriminative knowledge, is a discriminative knowledge of what I am and what the thought is. Is it clear now? Lack of? Why? Because the proximity, my God, very difficult. The mirror and the reflection itself, you can't separate. Inseparably together. Avivekena, because of their closeness and inseparability of the mind and manifest consciousness, we say what now? Avivekena, because the lack of discriminative knowledge of what the thought is, how the manifest consciousness is the original consciousness, it is not the thought, the manifesting medium. Is it clear? Not able to discern. This avivekena samyojya, because of lack of discriminative knowledge, mixing up, taking them together as one, I, what now? Then we start the vivahara, I do, I experience, I know, etc. Is it clear or not? I told other classes also, but do you see that? Okay. Atmanaha, say that now.
Atmanaha.
Satchidamshaha. Satchidamshaha means what? Manifest consciousness existence. Then, buddhehe vrittihi. The thought of the mind. Dvayam, iti dvayam. These two, okay? These two are together, isn't it? These two together constitute what? Knowledge. Isn't it? I am. Samyojya, taking them together without being able to separate the reflection from the reflecting medium, how discriminatively, isn't it? Avivekena samyojya. Joining them together because of lack of discriminative knowledge, then what do we say? I know iti pravartate. Means the transaction such as I know, I do, I experience, I suffer, etc. happens. Pravartate. Now he's going to continue now. Atmano vikriya nasti.
Atmano vikriya nasti.
Buddher bodho na jatviti.
Buddher bodho na jatviti.
jiva sarvam alaham kritva. Jiva sarvam alam gyatva. Jiva sarvam alaham gyatva. Malam ham gyatva. Okay. Karta drashteti muhyati. I'll tell you, don't worry about it. See, he takes two things. Atmanaha vikriya nasti. There is no change on the part of the Atma, the consciousness. When you say I, what does the I refer to? The self, isn't it? I refers to the self. I refers to the self. Then what is self actually? Atma. What is a self? Pure consciousness, existence, isn't it? But we never say, we never take mean only pure consciousness, existence. We always mean the pure consciousness exists, it is mixed with the thought only. So what he says in this here, Atmanaha Vikriyana, how to separate? He is teaching us now, Atmanaha Vikriyanasti. Atma, the self, is not free from all the changes. Vikriya. Vikriya means what now? Modifications. Atma is free from modifications and changes. Then, no change whatsoever on the part of the Atma. Whereas, Buddhehe bodaha na jatu. And Buddhi, the intellect or the mind, all the thoughts of the mind, what now? Na bodaha jatu. Never does the intellect or the mind have its own consciousness. Bodha means knowledge. Mind by itself does not have knowledge of its own, consciousness of its own, sentiency of its own. Buddhehe bodha jatu. Never does the mind have knowledge or consciousness or sentiency of its own. Consciousness never undergoes any change. Is it clear now? It's like saying electricity is ever present without undergoing any change. Does electricity undergo any change to become the light? To become the heating? To become the heat? To become the warm, the room, become light? What does it go through? Electricity is just electricity, isn't it? Doesn't undergo any change to become the light, isn't it? Now, bulb by itself doesn't have light of its own, power of its own. Light, the bulb does not have power of its own. What now? The power of illumining, isn't it? The bulb does not have power of its self-illumining power, or the illumining the other objects. The illumining power doesn't have its own. Bulb does not have illumining power of its own, whereas electricity doesn't undergo any change to bring about the light. Isn't it? But what happens? Similarly, Atma, the consciousness, existence, doesn't undergo any change. It is as it is. But the intellect by itself is what? It doesn't have knowledge of its own. But still, when it's like when you say there is illumination, there is light, definitely what now? It is the electricity through the bulb, the manifesting medium,
becomes manifest, then there is illumination. Isn't it? In the same way, it is the Atma, the Chaitanyam, by itself doesn't undergo any change or whatsoever, but the same Atma, the consciousness, in the presence of Vritti, it becomes manifest. Vritti doesn't have capacity to know. Antakada thought by itself doesn't have the capacity to know, doesn't have the power of knowing. It is of the nature of inertness, doesn't have consciousness of its own, knowledge of its own. It doesn't have the capacity to know by itself. Vritti by it, if the vritti alone is there, there cannot be knowledge. Vritti by itself does not become knowledge. But understand, consciousness doesn't undergo any change to become the knowledge. Like what? Electricity doesn't undergo any change to become the light. Or bulb by itself doesn't have the capacity to illumine. In the same way, here also what he says, this is the nature of Atma, this is the nature of the thought. What is the nature of the Atma? Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Atma is always pure consciousness. Existence always the pure knowledge. Shuddha jnanam. What is Atma? Pure knowledge. And what is Vritti? Vritti doesn't have knowledge of its own. Then what is knowledge in which we talk about? That knowledge we talk about is pure knowledge manifest in the antahkarana vrittihi. The manifesting medium is what? The manifest knowledge. You got it? What he says in this first line. Atmanaha vikriya nasti buddhehe bodha na jatu. Never. Jatu means ever. Na jatu, never. Iti. So, jivaha sarvam alam, sarvam alam ham jnatva. Sarvam alam jnatva karta drashta iti muhyeti. Okay. Now, what is a jivaha? Jivaha here. This consciousness manifest in the aham vrittihi. Look at this. Consciousness manifest in the mind. When identified with the mind is called manifest consciousness. Identified with the mind, the manifesting medium gets the name jivaha. Now you see very well, is there a jivaha? Independent of consciousness. What is jiva now? This manifest knowledge, manifest in a given manifesting medium. Okay, the pure knowledge, manifest in given mind, the manifesting medium, identified with the tiny little manifesting medium, gets the name jivaha. Got it? Jivaha. It identity is not with the mind, Atma, Brahma. Identified with the manifesting medium, Jivaha. Jivo pinaiva paraha. Jivaha Brahmaiva. Brahma satyam jagan mitya jivo Brahmaiva naparaha. Jivo Brahmaiva. Now we understand the touch, Mahavakyam. Jivaha Brahma Eva. Every reflection is reflections of so many reflections you see in the manifesting, in the so many, the parts full of water. Reflections of the one sun, you see many parts, but each reflection is of the only sun above. No, still reflection only, no. Where is the reflection? Is there reflection? It is as though. Reflection is as though. Why? As long as reflecting medium is. Reflecting medium breaks, goes away. What happens to reflection? Reflection also will die. Is there real death for reflection? Nothing happens for reflection. It remains one with Swarupam. Isn't it? Therefore, this manifestation of consciousness identified with the, especially where now, aham vritti, okay? The aham vritti identified with the thought is called jivaha. Once identified with the thought, then what happens? Aham karta. When does this occur? I am the knower. Aham pramata. I am the knower. I am the knower. I am the doer. I am the seer. I am the enjoyer. Isn't it? Kartrutvam. Kartrutvam. You can say so many. Hearer, knower, smeller, taster. Everything you can add now. All those things. I am. Half knowledge is what? Manifest knowledge. Knower, doer, enjoyer. When you add, there is ahankara. What's ahankara now? The aham is knowledge. And anything added to aham, erroneous notion about the self. Notion of the self, which is ahankaraha. Are you the doer? Are you the knower? Are you the enjoyer? Can you say electricity is the illuminator? Electricity is the illuminator? We can say later on what? Yeah, illuminator is electricity only ultimately. You know why? Illuminator is electricity from the standpoint of the illumined. From the standpoint of illumination, from the standpoint of the manifesting medium, the bulb, we can say the illuminator is ultimately, what no, electricity only. Without electricity, no illumination is possible, you can say. But is electricity the illuminator? Tell me. Huh? You can't say electricity is the illuminator. If there is no bulb, where is the illuminator? Therefore, but does electricity do any action to illumine? That is what is main thing. Actionlessness is the swarupam. Avikriya is the swarupam. Avikriya means what? Changelessness, motionlessness, actionlessness, silence. Silence means what? Actionlessness. Electricity does not speak, does not make noise, does not do any action by its mere presence. It is the adhara, support for the bulb. You can't even use the word support. You know why? Is electricity support? From the standpoint of the bulb, the support of bulb is what? Electricity, you can say. The standpoint of electricity, you cannot say support. Is it clear? Very important thing. Therefore, from the standpoint of the, therefore, you see, electricity really speaking, not the illuminator. You can say there is no illumination possible without electricity, therefore, illuminator is the electricity, you can say. Illuminator is the electricity, correct. Electricity is illuminator means wrong. When you say illuminator is electricity, you have separated, cognitively separated the electricity from the manifesting medium, the bulb, and you know bulb without electricity will be incapable of illumining. Therefore, what now? You have already cognitively discerned the electricity from the manifesting medium, the bulb. Similarly, when you say there is no knower, doer, enjoyer, hearer, other without the Atma, without minus Atma, the consciousness, what is mind? Jadam. Inert mind. It cannot, doesn't even have the status of being existent in the absence of, suppose there is no time when Atma is not. The mind by itself doesn't have the state, even the, cannot even have existence without the Atma. And where's the question of becoming conscious and sentient? And where's the question of illumining? Where's the question of knowing, enjoying, experiencing, doing, etc.? Where's the question of lending consciousness and sentient to the body, mind, sense complex? The body also. Therefore, this mind is what we have to understand here. Atma, the pure consciousness, is avikriyaha. Now, here is the nature of silence, actionlessness, changelessness. But the buddhehetu najatu bodaha, it never, buddhi, no, never has knowledge of its own. It means, what is knowledge then? Knowledge is the pure consciousness manifest in the buddhi is knowledge, experience. Aham malam kritva, malam jnatva. Isn't it? Aham alam kritva means what now? Alam kritva. Aham alam kritva. Alam jnatva. When identified with this mind, is it? Because what now? I am the knower. Aham drashta, karta, manta. You say, no, when you say electricity, it's like saying electricity is the illuminator. If you say, now you know how you're wrong, isn't it? If you say electricity is the illuminator, you made the electricity an agent. When you say aham karta, aham bhok, I am the enjoyer, I am the seer, I am the doer, etc., you say you have already, what now? Identified yourself with the mind without separating cognitively from the mind. If you separate means what? You can choicelessly resolve your identity only with Atma, the consciousness. Is it clear? Quite subtle. Do you see the difference? What I am saying? That is why Viveka, Viveka means it's very easy to say, isn't it? This is mind, this is sofa, Viveka. Very easy, isn't it? Even the reflection, the reflecting medium mirror, that is itself, it's okay. You know, children, you know, we show, it's a big wonder, isn't it? Oh, I see my face. And they can't even separate. Because the babies, and for you it's nothing. Oh, reflecting mirror, and this is face. But real Viveka is, this is real Viveka. This is, this Viveka is in, when this Viveka we have moksha. Arivennum tuya paramburule naan. Gyatva jivaha. Jivaha means what now? Who is a jivaha? This manifest consciousness, the consciousness manifest in aham vritti, identified with the mind, becomes what? Jiva. This jiva does what? Malam jnatva means sarvam alam jnatva, which means identified with the mind. What happens? Karta drashta iti muhyati. Then what do we say? This jiva say has the notion, entertains the notion in the mind. What notion? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, such notions again rise in the same mind, isn't it? The notions also happen in the mind because of the jivatvam. Jivatvam is because of what? The wrong identity. Wrong identity is because of lack of discriminative knowledge. Discrimination between what? The manifesting medium and the manifestation. Is it clear now? What is kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, etc., doership, enjoyership, etc.? Erroneous notion about the self. Where is the erroneous notion? In the same mind. In what form? In thought. There is also knowledge only. That's also manifestation. There's also consciousness manifest in that also. Wrong notion. And that wrong notion is there when, only when there is jivatvam, the status of being the jiva. What does it mean by saying, entertaining the status of being the jiva, having the jivatvam? Being a jiva, jiva means what? The consciousness manifest in the ahamvritti, identified with the thought, identified with the mind, becomes the jiva. Why there is wrong identity? Because there is no lack discriminative knowledge. Discriminative knowledge of what? The manifesting medium and the manifestation, that discriminative knowledge is not there. Okay? Clear. Karta bhukta iti muhyati. Muhyati means completely it feels deluded. The jiva is deluded, taking the self for the knower and doer, etc. Having identity with the manifesting medium, the mind. Is it clear? Clear.
That says,
yeah,
the consciousness is always pure.
Yeah.
So the manifesting medium, buddhi,
yeah,
the manifesting medium, the buddhi, is the knower, or says it's the knower. Is that right or is that not right?
Actually, how you have to understand, see, the manifesting medium plus the manifestation, is it? Together becomes knowledge. Isn't it? Knowledge. And but any knowledge, for that to be there, there must be first this what? The knowledge I am. That's the basis. I am itself is knowledge. That knowledge must be there, only then any other knowledge is possible. When I am, there is light. There is light is knowledge. I am is also knowledge. Isn't it? The two thoughts exist in the same mind. Then there is no mixing up. I am, there is knowledge. Light means what? I am objective towards the light. Is it clear? I tell you, I am is knowledge. Where is it knowledge? In the mind. There is light. So, that's a knowledge. Where is knowledge? The same mind. Very, very simple. Listen to me carefully. I am is knowledge. There is light. There is a mic. There are people sitting here. There is a table by my side. There is a laptop. There is a noise of a vehicle. Here is a science book. This is a scientist. This is what he says. All these things are what? Knowledge only. Isn't it true?
All riches.
There is something knowledge. When you say knowledge means what? Knowledge means manifest consciousness plus vritti. Knowledge, when you say, it is manifest consciousness plus vritti. Because we do not talk about the pure knowledge. Whenever we talk about, let me tell you, this is an important thing. Whenever we talk about knowledge. It is manifestation of knowledge, the consciousness plus vritti, manifesting medium. And this knowledge of anything, and anything in the world is possible. Suppose you are, he is, this is, that is. Any knowledge is possible only if there is knowledge I am. If the knowledge I am is not there, then the knowledge of anything else is not possible. That is why we say this I, knowledge I am, is the vritti jnanam, which is the basis for all the thoughts in the mind. See, there cannot be jealousy, hatred, anger, or knowledge, understanding, confusion, delusion, ignorance, pain, or pleasure. No thought is possible. Whenever you say thought means always manifest knowledge. Is it clear now? Thought means manifest knowledge. Bulb burns means what? Manifest electricity. See, so any thought is what? Or any thought is possible only if there is knowledge I am. That is why we say the knowledge I am is the dead end of the mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you suppose, no, the knowledge I am is not there, but the other knowledge is there. Can you say that? Impossible. So, that is why, what is the basis of all the thoughts? The knowledge I am must be there. Only then, the knowledge of anything else is possible. Any other thought is possible. Is it clear?
I'm interested in that.
Yeah, I'm coming to the point. I'm step by step I'm going. I answer what you are asking. I'm developing it. Is it clear now?
Yes.
Therefore, here, if I say, this is the first step. Now I tell you, I am, when I say, this is knowledge. Isn't it? Where is it? In the mind. Mind only. There is light is what? Object is outside. But now, where is the knowledge? Huh? The mind only. There are people. There is light. There is a noise. There is a table. All these are what? Knowledge of the objects, isn't it? When I say, I am, light is, am I not objective towards the light? Tell me. I don't internalize the light. I don't take it as, I don't say I have light. I don't say I am the light. Do I say that? Why? Object is external. Even though knowledge is in the mind, object being external to the body, external to the mind, isn't it? Then I don't internalize that object. I don't take that object as my object. I don't say I have light. I don't say I have mic. I am, mic is in front of me, means there is mic. I am means I am, mic is, I am, what now? I am objective towards the mic. Then Mike's presence does not afflict me at all. In the same way, closely, subtly, now what happens? The I is intimately associated with the mind, isn't it? Other thoughts. But the knowledge, the Mike is also is in the mind only. But still, the object of knowledge being external, I am objective towards it. That clear? But something, the object thoughts are very closely, intimately being there. I don't have objectivity towards the thoughts. Suppose jealousy is a subtle object. Mike is a gross object. Mike is external to the mind. Jealousy is what? As part of the mind, isn't it? jealousy I am, jealousy is. I am Mike is, I am light is, I am Amma is, I am your all, I am this computer is, means I am objected towards all of them. I am jealousy is. Where? His in his mind jealousy is, in my mind also jealousy is. Let it be, okay? I am jealousy is means I am objective. But what do? I don't say I am jealousy is, I am jealous. I make the noun an adjective. Why? I already superimposed the jealousy, which is a vrittihi, antahkarana dharma, isn't it? To what? Upon the Atma, I. It is like saying, I am the mic. Or it was, I am dark. I am black. I am Mike. If we say I am Mike, we're all thinking we're mad, okay? But Shastram says you're all mad only. Shastram says when you say I am jealous, I'm angry. When you say I am anger is. Anger is a state of mind, some vritti which is there because of some problem, isn't it? I am anger is means you are objective towards the anger in your mind. You are not internalizing it. But you are not able to be objective. I am anger is. You are objective. That means you are free. I am angry means you are subjective. Which means you have internalized it. Why? Because of your identity with the mind. Is it clear now? Mind means this one particular vritti, aham vritti itself. Because you do not distinguish the I from the other thoughts. Okay? Aham itself is, what is aham? Aham is knowledge, manifest knowledge, which is I, the Swarupam. Isn't it? What is Swarupam of the I? You see, you will end up in Brahman only. But identity with this, all day, this Samyojya, how beautifully he develops it. Did you see that? Samyavrittehe, he said, what is this jnanam? He tells this very sweetly, very beautifully he says. A jnanam is vritti sanyukta, Satchidamshaha, vritti sahita satchidamshaha. You know what now? The pure consciousness in identified with, sorry, they manifest in, associated with, mixed with, thought is what? Knowledge, I am. Isn't it? But what do? We don't become. Shastra does not say you are wrong or anything. It just teaches us. This is how it's developing. Therefore, there is no objectivity towards other thoughts. You are not able to be objective towards the thoughts. You are not objective towards the very body. Where is the question of being objective towards your own thoughts? Physical body is very, very big, gross body, isn't it? I am, Mike is, I am the body is. Are we objective towards the body? Repeatedly hearing, we try to be a little objective. But still, I am, body is. You can say my body is, others' bodies are. You can be as objective as you are to others' bodies, to your own body. I can say I am the body, but still I can say I'm fat. I'm sick. Isn't it? It means what? Similarly, you are not able to be objective towards even the gross body, and where's the question of being objective towards your pranas, sense powers of organs of actions, and where's the question of being objective towards your thoughts? Okay, you are not able to be objective towards your mind, your thoughts. Like any knowledge of anything, any object is a thought, and knowledge of the self also is a thought. I am, Mike is. I am, Mike is what? Mike is knowledge of an object. I am is knowledge of a subject. One's own self. There's a difference, isn't it? Knowledge, both are knowledge. I am the knowledge of the self. Mike is knowledge of the Mike. I am, the world is knowledge of the object, knowledge of the subject. Half knowledge. What we do not know? What I am, absolutely, I do not know. Therefore, what this mic is, this mic is nothing but, you know, 450 grams of iron. Isn't it? There was so much you can know about mic, how it functions and what it does and how it is fixed. So many things, so many things you can know about it. Salt. Detailed knowledge of the objective world. But about you, you can't know anything more than you. All that you need to know is, I am, you know, I am pure consciousness, existence. That much is the knowledge you need to know about yourself. That is the knowledge of the truth of the whole universe. That is why knowledge of the world is always incomplete. So much to know. But the truth is what? Very simple, only one. It's complete. Hope I make sense.
Now you've made it much clearer, especially about what you said the other week about not being able, you can never know your own self, but you can claim it.
Yeah.
It's become...
That I did that, this one here, you're only claiming, isn't it? No, that's a different, because the question you asked me, What you asked me, that's why I want to make it very clear. Is I am, the mic is, means I'm object towards the mic. I am, the body is, I'm objective. I am, sense powers are. I am, powers of organs of actions are. I am, pranas are. I am, thoughts are. I am, knowledge of the mic is. I am, knowledge of people in front of me is. I am, knowledge of the colors is. I am, knowledge of sound is. I am, ignorance of French language is. I am, ignorance is. I am, knowledge is. Understand? Knowledge of something is, thoughts. I am, jealousy is. I am, hatred is. I am, anger is. I am, desire is. Objective. Okay? I am Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Asmi, now you know. Then objectivity. Isn't it objective? Then are you afflicted by any of these things? No. But when this Jivatvam comes, when is Jivatvam? I am. When you add with anything else, identity is with the mind. I am jealous. I am angry. Means mixed up. Then a jiva. Hope you understood. Is it clear? That why it is happening? Why we karta? I am, action happens. But I am the doer. I am, knowledge takes place. Knowledge is. But I am the knower. I am seeing is happening. I am the seer. Why mixing up? Isn't it? That is because, that's what he said here. Drashta karta iti muhyati iti, he is so deluded. Why? Because aham, is it? Because of this associate, identifying oneself with the vrittihi. Which vritti? Which doesn't have knowledge of its own. And atma is pure knowledge. It is pure knowledge is of the nature of changelessness. The pure knowledge which is of the nature of changelessness, when it becomes manifest in the vritti as a manifest knowledge, identified, mixed with the thought, identified with the thought, mind becomes the jivaha. As a jiva, I am what now? All this, is it? One is not able to be objective towards one's own thoughts. Thereby, one has the notion, one entertains the notions also in the mind. The entertainment of notions takes place in the mind as the I am the doer, I am the knower, I am the enjoyer, etc. Again, I have to be very objective, you know, you can't say I entertain. Okay, naturally, entertainment of the notions also happen in the mind. Okay, there is entertainment of notions happens in the mind. Okay, clear, have I clear said?
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.